هون لگل اس بی اس رادیو بشی کردینا.
Kurdish artist and musician Farhad Bandesh, who spent 8 years in detention overseas in Manus as well as in Melbourne Detention Centre and Hotel. Farhad Bandesh was freed earlier this week, and today he's with us to tell us about his feeling of freedom as well as his plans for the future. Farhad, thank you so much for joining SBS Kurdish again.
Thanks, Rosa.
As we recall that you were shocked with the news of your freedom, it was on your birthday. Can you tell us how did it all unfold?
In the morning, on my birthday, 11th of December, my caseworker called me and I didn't answer because I didn't know who is that guy. And the circle manager came to me and said, why you don't answer your phone number? I said, yes, that's your case worker and you need to answer. Okay, tell him to ring me back in 10 minutes. And he rang me and said, oh, you got your freedom. I didn't believe it. I just shocked and said, really, I am free now? And just happened on my birthday. And interesting things, I wanted to release. I released actually on my birthday at 11:15 the song called The Smiling Boy.
So that was the song that was also released that you have been working on.
It was weird, and at the same time, I didn't know what to do. My friend Sean Kelly was waiting for me, and the people, they comment. It was chat live to send my wishes on my birthday, and people were waiting for me, and I didn't attend that because I just shocked and I had to pack my stuff.
Must have been a pleasant surprise, nonetheless unexpected. Of course, you had no knowledge of it, your caseworker, nobody had told you that this could happen.
Yeah, it just was a surprise, and I don't know. It happened. Just happened. I can say the freedom is not far from us.
And what are the grounds that you have been granted release now? Were you told what the causes are now?
I have a lawyer. My lawyer tried to release me and others. And, you know, when the government says, the immigration minister says, when someone in the detention is not danger for the community, they immediately need to release them. And you know, we are just innocent, we're looking for freedom, and of course we flat in danger, we want to contribute this country, we are like other people. And when they have this document and they have to release us because we are not danger for the community.
What are your plans from here on, in short term, so to speak, and now that you're free and you're planning to stay in Melbourne?
Still shocked, and I don't know what to do, but the plan in future, very soon, I'm gonna make a big exhibition in Melbourne. Hopefully next year I'm gonna make a big concert for my songs, music. And also when the guys, my friends, all of them, they released, I'm going to release a song. It called Celebrate.
Have you worked or are you in the middle of doing any of your project? I know you never stopped working on your art or music, even though in detention. Are there anything that was left halfway and you're now free to accomplish them with more resources? Let's hope.
Yeah, I have unfinished some paintings. Also, I have two Kurdish songs and the Celebrate song. Also, it's time to work on them and hopefully very soon I can release them.
What is your message for your supporters, for everyone that helped you or just supported you during the 8 years of detention?
It's something really special when you have some people behind you in this battle. They walking with you and they care and they love you and you feel you are not alone. It's something special for me and I really appreciate them. It's like a treasure for me.
Well, Farhad Bandesh, we wish you all the very best and with all your projects and plans for the future. Thank you for joining us again.
Thanks, Rosa.
دەتەوێت بابەتی دیکەی وەک ئەمە ببیستی؟ جورایره لسر اپو پودکاست، گوگل پودکاست، سپوتفای یان لهر کیویک پودکاست کانت بدست دهینید.